We are learning Sechlas Brachas Dav Yudah Mevez, starting on top of the Amid, and we're in the middle of a Gemara about Cherev Chada Munachas Al Tzavara Yimna Asve Min Arachman. Amram Chana, Fila Balach Aloy Mois, Oymele L'Odom L'Mochu Meis, even if the Malach who's Mamunach Aloy Mois tells a person that he's going to die tomorrow, Al Yimna Asve Min Arachman, he shouldn't stop davening, Shnema Ki Beroyiv Chaloy Mois V'Havolim Medvarim Harbi Ki Asalikim Yiroh. It's everything's totally in Yiras Hashem and davening to Hashem, and doesn't help any nevuas, anything could be changed. Vayad, vayasev Chizkiyo upon velakir vayisbal Hashem. Chizkiyo turned to the wall and he davened to Hashem to heal him. My kir, amar shemalakos my kirois liboy. Dash is a little different. It doesn't mean the wall. It means from the depth of his heart. Shenema mea mea achilo kirois libi. Foreign by the heart is lashon kirois. Rav Levi, no, Aliske Kir means something to do with a wall. Amal Farabar Shaloyla, Ma Shunamis. Shloya Sosa, like Kiracha, says by Shunamis that she made a special room for Elisha Hanavi. And it says in the Pasuk, Nasana Aliyah, she tells her husband, let's make Aliyah's Kir Katana, let's make a small Kir. We'll see what Kir means. The Pasuk means a small room. Nasim Loy Sham Mita, Vashulcham, Kisim Naira. And he also have a special guest room for Elisha. So Shunamis was because of that mitzvah, making a special kir for Elisha, when she had a son and a son died, Elisha made tchias amesim. So it's only for a baruch shalom. Ma Shunamis shloy asasa ella kir achas ktana. One little room achias as benah. She was zayich tchias amesim for her son. Avi Abba, my grandfather Shloim Hamelach, shechifas heichel kula bekesav azov that covered that. Covered the whole heichel with kesef zav, alachas kama, that I should be zeicha to refuah shleima. That was his tefillah. Taka was zeicha like that for refuah shleima. It says right in the pasuk that part of Chizkiyahu's tefillah was zechor no es asher salachti lefano beemes leiv shalom. Chizkiyahu says, remember how I went in front of you beemes leiv shalom vatoy beinecha asisi. I did what's good in your eyes. And that's where it comes into our Gemara, by the way, this Gemara. All for this line. What did Chizkiyahu try to mention in one of his chusim? He said, I was soimech gu'ula l'tvila. Rav Levi, a different shot to what a toy v'necha asisi means. Shagonav sefer refuos. They used to have then a sefer refuos that said all different type of plants that used for healing. And people were stopping to daven to Hashem. They were really being soimech on this. Therefore, he hid the sefer, and therefore, people could start davening to Hashem again. Torah Rabbanan. Shishadvar Bas Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There are six things, that major things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al-Gimel Ha'yilor, and three of them, the Chachamim were moided to. Al-Gimel Ha'yilor, but three of them, the Chachamim were not moided to. What were the three that the Chachamim were moided to? Al-Gimel Ha'yilor, he got our sefer of voice. He hid, he put away the sefer of words I just said, v'hoidloi, they're masking, a very good idea. Kodas nach nechash nechayshes. Nechash nechayshes was the snake that was on a pole that when the Yidin were in the Midbar, they complained about the man and they started dying. And Hashem said, put up this nechash nechayshes and they'll look at it and they'll start dying. And really, it's really there in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that it was really whoever was put his trust in Hashem and the tshuva got healed. Nothing to do with the snake. But people started seeing that snake alone has healing powers. And they used to, it was like a shikla avodah zarah. Therefore, he destroyed this nechash and nechashes. V'hoidloi and chazal maskim. The third thing he did in the chazal maskim was gira atzomis aviv almita shechavalim. His father was a rasha. And he didn't give him a regular Malchus took a levaya and put him on a nice bed. He put him on a rope, a bed of ropes. And I think his father was Achaz. And he put him on this bed of ropes. And that was very big Zion for the king. But still, v'hoidloi, Chamam asked him to have, because since he was a Rasha, this was a big kapara for him. Bal Gimel, but three things did l'hoidloi, they weren't asking. So first of all, Sosam, May there was a war with Malchi Ashur. This is really the war with Sancheriv, and he was scared, so he stuffed up the May Gichon. There was a little spring of water near Yerushalayim, and he stuffed up the spring so that then Malchi Asher will not have any water to drink. Chazal will not mask him to that. And the reason is because he should have a Tachan Hashem. You don't have to do such a thing like that. Kitzes Dosus Heichel, Meshoga Melech Asher. There's a one point that Melech Asher had a victory and he wanted to collect a lot of taxes and they couldn't afford it. So they cut down the doors of the Heichel and they gave it to him. Do not mask him also. He should have a Tachan Hashem. The third thing was that one time, Avar Nisan v'Nisan, that it was ready Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they chapped that the Tkufa was not right, you know, it wasn't spring yet, and they made another Adar after ready Rosh Chodesh Nisan happened already. Lehoidloi. And Chazal said, now I'll do that, we'll see in a second why. Break the Gemara, Mila said, Chizkiyo, HaChodesh Elechem Rosh Chodesh Zeh Nisan v'Ein HaChan Nisan? Doesn't Chizkiyo hold, HaChodesh Zeh Elechem Rosh Chodesh, you can't make two Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Once you make one Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's done. Elatav v'Shmuel. Chizkiyo made a mistake in Shmuel's memra. Dama Shmuel, Abram Abram Hashan B'Yam Shloishim Shal Adar. Let's say you reach the 30th day of Adar, and they didn't make Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet. Then they chap, they want to make another Adar. Could they do it then? So Shmuel says, Hoyel v'Royel Kovin Nisan, since the 30th day already, it's possible to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you can't make that day Iber anymore. You can't Ma'abra Adar anymore. It's too late. And he made a mistake. Sava hoyel v'royu l'emir. You don't say this svara hoyel v'royu. You don't say such a thing. And that was his mistake he made. So these were the six major things that happened in Chizkiyo. Three of them the Chazal maskim, and three of them were not maskim. Om Rav Yechum Shimon Yosef and Zimra called Toilah b'schus atzmai. Anyone who davens and he wants to be saved in his own schus, Toilah b'schus acherim. So then Hashem is Toilah loy b'schus acherim. Called Toilah b'schus acherim. Anyone who davens, he wants to be saved b'schus acherim. Toilah b'schus atzmai. Then the Toilah in his own schus. And the Mor gives an example to it. Moshe Toilah b'schus acherim. Moshe davened to save the Eden from the eagle. He davened b'schus acherim. Shnema azechor la'avraham li'yitzok li'yishol avadecha. He davened for the obvious b'schus the obvious hakadoshim. We should be saved. And still, when Hashem Maisa answered him, Tolle b'schus atzma. Shnema, it says in the pasuk, Vayoymer, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Vayoymer la'hashmidam, Lulei Moshe v'chiroi, Omer peretz afon av l'hoshev chamosai mahashchus. If not, that Moshe davened for you, I would have been mashmid k'lachas shalom k'lai yishol. So you see, that he was saved b'schus atzma. Chizkiyo tolle b'schus atzma, l'chsev z'chorno es asher salachti l'fanecha. He said, save me because of my own good deeds. You see, it was b'schus Avos and b'schus Hashem, not b'schus Atzmai. V'hayni Yeshua Levi, Yom Yeshua Levi, Ma'ed Echsiv, Hinei L'sholim Mar Limar, Ta'filu B'shosh, Shigla Kosh Baruch Hashalim, even when Hashem sent Sholim to Chizkiyo, Mar Hu Loi, it was bitter to him, it was bittersweet. Why? Because it wasn't b'schus Atzmai, it was b'schus the others. We mentioned before the story of the Shunamis, that Shunamis, Isha of the Shunamis told the husband, Nasana Aliyah's Kirktana, let's make a smaller room for Elisha. So Rav Shmuel, Chadama Aliyah Pruyahisa, it was like an open porch on top of the roof, and they what Kir meant, the Kirua, they made a roof. It was a big room, and they cut it in half. I saw. They cut it in half. One half was for Elisha, one half for them. Because kir usually means a wall. So if you learn chsadra, instead kir, the made a kir means they made a wall. El mandiyam aliyah, but if mandiyam means aliyah, my kir, what's such a wall? So Gemara answers shekirua. They made a roof. That's what kirua means. Bishlo mandiyam aliyah. It says, Nasana Aliyah's Kir. Let's make Aliyah's Kir. So that's why it says Aliyah. Elamani Machsadra, my Aliyah. What's Lashon Aliyah? Mu'ula Shivabatim. It means it was a very nice, a very expensive, very good quality of houses. That's also Mu'ula. Then it says, V'nosim lo yisho mita v'shulchan, we'll put there a bed, a table, v'kise, a chair, a menorah, and a light. Omar Abayi, v'teim Rav Yitzchak. Harayt l'honis yehenek Elisha. If someone wants to be nenef from other people, that's fine. Do like Elisha. V'she'ena writes lahanes, but if he's someone who does not want to be nana from other people, al yehena, don't be nana. Rashi says, it's not a gasas ruach, and it's not like, you know, socially off. You're allowed to say, I don't want to be nana. Kishmul Haramasi, like Shmuel, the Amar Shama, but Shuvasai Haramasa Kisham Beisai. From the Psukim, it sounds like Kisham Beisai is a little bit redundant. And it says he went back to Haramasa, where that's his house. We knew that's where his house was. So Rabbi Yechon said that anywhere he went, he has his house with him. He brought with him a foldable tent and a pillow and his clothing, and everywhere he went, he didn't stay by anyone, he stayed by himself, he had his own house. So you could do both ways. He wants to have other people, you could do like Elisha. You don't, you could do like Shmuel. Back to the story with the Shunammis and Elisha, it says that the Isha Shunammis told the husband that the pasuk goes like this. There's a time about Isha, he didn't yadati ki ish elikim kadeshu, oy balinu tamid. He says, you know, this person coming to us is an ish kadesh. You see from here that the wife understands and recognizes if a guest is the real thing or not, more than the husband. Kaddish no yada. How did she talk about he's a kaddish? Rav Shmuel. He didn't see any bug, any flies over his table, what he eat. She put change of linen, she didn't see any carry on the linen. So first of all, what's the kedusha that she didn't see any flies on his table? What does it have to do with kedusha? So Zokta Masha, Pshat is like this, that when a tzaddik eats, it's like he's eating a carbon. And we know in the Mishnah Mikdash, there was no flies over the kabanas. So he didn't see any flies over the table meant that his food was a carbon. And the second thing was loira carry. So we said before, there's two things that are kedusha, when you eat, and in Hilchas Ishus. And that's these two things also by Elisha. That's it was a kaddish. Kaddish in his food, and it was kaddish in the Hilchas Ishus. Kaddish, you want to make a who kaddish umesharsa ain't a kaddish? The Lashon kaddish who is a miyat. He was kaddish, but his attendant was not kaddish. His attendant name was Gechazi. Shnemar, Vayigash Gechazi Ladafa. When she came running to Elisha after her son died, so Gechazi pushed her away from Elisha, and he pushed her in not a nice way. He grabbed onto her dadim. And it says in the pasuk, "Oyvelenu tamid." Let's use Russian tamid. When Yaakov comes, "Arich tamchokam b'sechbeis." Anyone has a tamchokam as a guest in his house, "Umahaneim b'nechosav," and he gives them a nofam as a chosim. "Mala love a kasekul makriv tamidim." It's ki'ilu he was makriv tamidim. A person should not stand in a high place and daven. Only in a low place and daven. From the depth, I call to you, Hashem. You see, he's supposed to daven in a lower place. A person should not stand on a chair like a shrafraf or on a bench. In a high place, he should go in a low place and daven. Because you should not daven in a high place for Hashem. You should daven from the depths. Also davens from a low place. So a person should not stand in a high place and daven. It's like a song brought up a shayla, but I see him a shas. You're davening in a high place. If no, you're not daven there. Ask one of the rabbis on the dais. Pshat. Oh, right. One race of Arachanina. When someone davens, you put his feet together. It says it looks like when the Malachim daven, the foot is like looks like one foot, and therefore we want to compare ourselves to Malachim, we should put our feet together. What does that mean? You should not eat until you daven on your blood. Anyone who eats and drinks and afterwards davens, Allah v'kosv omer v'oisi hishlachta achrei gevecha. And we dash like this, ad tikrei gevecha legeecha. You throw me after you take care of yourself. After this person was a balgaiva, kabel o machashmayim. He's a kabel o machashmayim. So this is the makor, you should not eat before davening. But as the Sfarim say, that if it's not a geis, that's why you like to drink water, because that's not geis. That's not ain't have a geis. And the reason why he's allowed to drink coffee is because he's doing it letzarech tefillah, and that's also not geis. Zog to Gemara Vaitan. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to say Shema until 3 hours. And we spoke out when we said over the shir yesterday about the Zechilik Machoikis, if it's the week count 3 hours from the Magen Avraham and the Gro. Shua, Ma'at Shalai Shoyis. All right, we don't know. Shua, Rav Shua, Pasuk, Rav Shua, you're allowed to say Shema, you know, because the Mishnah had one Ma'adiyam until Nates. No, you're allowed to say Shema until after 3 hours. Until 3 hours. Akari, Mekam Ve'elach, Loi Tifsit. The Mishnah says that afterwards, you lay in Shema, you know, nothing wrong. It's like Odom Akari Betairu. You're allowed to say Shema until 3 hours, but after that, after Zman Kriya Shema is over, you're not allowed to say Birchas Kriya Shema. It says, you're allowed to say Shema, it's like learning Torah. You could say the Brachas before, two Brachas before, and one Bracha afterwards. My loy hifsid, shloy hifsid brachas. Rav Chista said, the loy hifsid means loy hifsid brachas. And he talked a lot to say the brachas. Taina mahochim, a koyre, mekam ve'elech, loy hifsid, it's no problem, ka'om shakari b'tayro, avon varuch hu shtayim lefanev, v'achas akra, you can make the brachas before and afterwards. The price is like Rav Chista. Omrav moni, godol, so adkan, this is what we passed daka, that after Zman Kriya Shema, you can say the brachas. Once you reach Zman Tefillah already, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Machlokes already, Mechaber Ramah, or 2 days to Mechaber, if you're allowed to say Birchas Kriya Shema after Zman Tefillah. Rav Moni, Godo Akar Kriya Shema Bainoso, someone says Kriya Shema in Bezmanoi is better than Oisib with her, Yosim Oisib with her. Mektondi, Hakar Mekam Echloi Hifsid, Godo Makar Batayra, Smashma after Zman Kriya Shema Bezmano, that's like Kari B'Tayra. Until then, it's better than Kari B'Tayra. Mechlal, the Kari B'Nosa is Odif, is better. See, someone who says Kriya Shema B'Nosa is better than learning Torah.